So this past week, Ted Cruz, who technically at least is still a candidate for the Republican nomination for president of the United States, named Carly Fiorina to be his vice presidential running mate. Brings about the question, what's next for Ted? Will he this week announce the planned location for his presidential library? But as it may, the root of all this is the continued objections by the GOP establishment about Donald Trump being the most likely and at this point certain Republican nominee for president of the United States. Their main objection being that since Donald Trump attracts independent voters as well as the Blue Dog Democrats, those are the most conservative of the Democratic voters, that in their mind disqualifies Trump as worthy of being the Republican nominee. And they're primarily more conservative of the Republican voters, people like Brent Bozell and Glenn Beck. So consistency being worth at least something, if that's their objection to Donald Trump being the nominee of the Republican Party, then the Brent Bozells, Glenn Becks, and others on the conservative side need to show their consistency. Their view calls on them, therefore, to reject any and everything ever to do with both terms of Ronald Reagan, because much like what Trump is doing now, Reagan did back in 1980 and 84, attracted independents, Blue Dog Democrats, and did quite well, wouldn't you say, when it came time to vote in November.